The First Resurrection, that is, The Former Resurrection, by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation 20, 5-6, KJV. The rest of the dead do not live until the 1,000 years should be finished. This is the former resurrection. Happy and holy is he who is having part in the former resurrection. Over these the second death has no jurisdiction, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will be reigning with him 1,000 years concordant. The first resurrection, specifically mentioned by name, is found only in Revelation 20. This is a prophetic resurrection that takes place before the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth. It is first only in the sense that it precedes the resurrection that takes place after his millennial kingdom. The first resurrection is the former of the two resurrections referred to in this passage. It is the antithesis of the resurrection implied, though not specifically mentioned, in Revelation 20:12. This is the resurrection which was both the subject of Revelation and the hope of Israel. E.W. Bullinger's Companion Bible. This is the resurrection concerning which Paul wrote during the Acts period, "They that are Christ's at his parousia, but every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming." 1 Corinthians 15:23 KJV. Yet each in his own class, the firstfruit Christ. Thereupon those who are Christ's in his presence, concordant. Notice that those who participate in this prophetic resurrection are raised to be priests of God and of Christ, and they will be reigning with him 1,000 years. Revelation 26. Thus these are believing Israelites, for the priesthood and earthly reigning belong to them. "And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. Exodus 19:6. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people." I Peter 2:9. Like Paul during the book of Acts, those who take part in this prophetic first resurrection will be acting as a priest of the evangel of God, that the approach present of the nations may be becoming well received. Romans 15:16. Thus E.W. Bullinger wrote concerning this kingdom of priests, noting that it referred to the whole nation being a priest with respect to other nations, as the tribe of Levi was for Israel. This priesthood is now in abeyance because Israel did not fulfill the condition in Exodus 19:5. But in the future it will be realized. Isaiah 61:6, Isaiah 66:21. Companion Bible, 1909. The first resurrection is far from being the first of all resurrections, for a series of other prophetic resurrections hundreds of years before will span the course of the premillennial day of Christ. These earlier resurrections will all be in their own order or class: Elijah, David, the 12 apostles, etc. Yet even all of these resurrections are preceded by one of superior revelation. For Paul reveals the administration of the secret which has been concealed from the eons in God, Ephesians 3:9, where your life is hid together with Christ in God, so that whenever Christ our life should be manifested, then you also shall be manifested together with him in glory, Colossians 3:4. This glorious resurrection makes us pre-expectant in the Christ, Ephesians 1:12. This is the earliest of all resurrections, the out-resurrection, which Paul introduced in Philippians, the vital gateway epistle to the secret administration. The out-resurrection that is out from among the dead, Philippians 3:11. This all means that our secret expectation predates all prophetic hopes. Our expectation comes hundreds of years before the Great Tribulation and the Antichrist, and thus precedes the so-called rapture, or snatching away, of 1 Thessalonians 4, as well as all of the resurrections associated with Israel's premillennial kingdom. As glorious as the hope of Israel will be, don't sell yourself short of our advanced exception,